time and be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. As many of you know, my shows fall into some type of series, and today's topic could fall into Awesome Animals, the 101 series, Animal Ecology. And the title today is Making Your Campsite Bear Safe. I did not say bear proof, but bear safe. And some of you are going, well, I'm not a big camper. Well, if you're a hiker, a lot of what I speak about today, so if you're out there for a day hike, a lot about what I speak about today will also help you. Now, many of you know that I am an environmental scientist, and I've spent quite a bit of time in the Rocky Mountains doing research on grizzly bears. So my knowledge there is pretty vast. Also, when I was doing my research out in Minnesota on wolves, well, big black bear area. So I spent quite a bit of time, not just with wolves, but with black bears and some of the encounters. And then growing up in the East, it was a black bear haven where I was at. So from grizzly bears to blacks, a lot of this is going to just, will be helpful. This show was brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So let's talk about encounters. Let's talk about habitat. You know, we've changed the, so we're talking about habitats. Now let's talk about the word habit. Well, we've changed the habits of many black bears and grizzly bears based on what we do or what we don't do at a campsite. So we're going to talk about safety, food, and odors is the first one. You know something? I describe it this way. If it smells good to you, it smells great to them. And I often describe animals in the wild this way. When an animal doesn't have to run after its food, it doesn't use a lot of energy. If it doesn't use a lot of energy, it does not need to go get a lot of energy. And it's always easier, and I describe it this way, it's always easier to chase after a blueberry than it is to chase after an animal that's running. So, you know, the odors that animals can smell versus what you think, you know, I have seen grizzly bears get out of their den. So here you go. You haven't eaten all winter long. They will actually pick their nose up out of their den. Now, the area in Iraq is still covered in snow, and they will smell for up to 5 miles. So there might be some carrion. Carrion is a dead animal. Didn't make it through the winter. They'll pick their nose up, and you've heard a beeline. Well, I call it a bear line. They walk on a bear line straight to the food source. So what they can smell in the aromas, and that's why, to me, food and odors are very important. And I'm going to give you a crazier, off-the-beat story, but a true story. Now, before I ever went out to Montana to do my grizzly bear research, I was up at a soccer camp I used to own in New York State with a bunch of my friends, and they knew I was heading out from there to leave to go do research. And they were saying to me, oh, you got to meet Jim. Jim's got a great grizzly bear story for you. You got to meet Jim. So all week long, and they're building me up to this. So camp is now over. We're all out to a luncheon, a local restaurant. You're in the middle of nowhere, so there was only one restaurant. It was a pretty good one, too. And in walks Jim. And Jim has this pair of shorts on, but they're long, like almost down to his knees, almost like goofy looking, if no better term. So they're going, oh, Joey, here's Jim. We wanted you to meet him. Jim, tell him about the grizzly bear. And Jim's going, nah, tell him about your grizzly bear. And so they're coaxing Jim, but I think they actually set him up to be there anyway. So Jim begins to tell this story that he was hunting out in Alaska, and he had just shot a caribou, and he's quartering up the meat, and he's carrying the meat through the woods going back to his site. Well, a grizzly bear comes charging out of through the woods, out into the open, and grabs Jim by the leg and picks him up and just throws him and picks up the meat, drops the meat, goes over to Jim. And miraculously, the grizzly bear bites Jim on the same leg. So right away, I'm listening to the story going, ah, he's full of garbage. And Jim says he picks up out of his sheath his big hunting knife and he jabs it into the cranium, the skull of the grizzly bear. And the big grizzly bear runs off without the meat with the knife gone in his head. And I'm just sitting there going, yeah, sure, great story, yeah. And Jim says, well, if you don't believe me, go read the Outdoor Life magazine, whatever year or month. He says, there's an article in there about me. Well, I sort of, yes, thanks, Jim, for the story. Thinking these guys are full of garbage. I had a few days before I had to get on my plane flight. And I'm telling you, when I got home, I went back to my local library, looked it up, and it was a true story. And you're going, why would I be sharing this story with you here about campsites? Well, that gets back to food and odors. So we need to make sure that we are taking odors as far away from our site as possible, because I'm going to give you a few tips. And the first one is to cook 100 feet downwind from your site. Well, here's one of the problems you encounter in places where, you know, sometimes you go to a state park and there's a campsite, and then 20 feet away from you, there's a campsite and 20. Well, so it's difficult to go that 100 feet, except what you can do is you create a local food kitchen. You talk to the people around you and say, okay, this area here is the place where everyone will cook their foods. So now, so to speak, my odors aren't interrupting your site and yours are not mine. That's also an important area to have that local kitchen. I also say this, you dig a little pit there, and when you're brushing your teeth, and I'm going to get into some other odors later on, but you know that most toothpaste have some minty flavor to them. That is actually where you'd brush your teeth, and when you're spitting out your toothpaste, you'd spit into that hole, and that hole does get covered up. Well, they do have, at many of the sites, they do have bear-proof containers. And at the sites, you're going to find bear-proof containers. That is where you store your food. So that's very important. But there are more remote sites where, again, you're out in the middle of nowhere, you're backpacking somewhere, and there aren't these food storage containers. Well, then we go to our rule. Our rule is 10 feet up, 4 feet out, 4 feet down. So what happens is this. You should have some length of rope with you, and what you're going to do is you actually have a food bag. And one of the bags that I've used forever, because I don't want to have all my different, you know, and a lot of times I use just big old dry bags. You don't want to have all of your bags smelling like food, so I just use one for this purpose. You have a length of rope, and what you're going to do is throw the rope, find a branch that's sturdy enough where it's 10 feet up, where it's at least 4 feet out from the main trunk, and then you hang with the rope dangling down 4 feet. So your food bag is there, and then you simply tie your rope off around the trunk of the tree. So this is something that we look to do. But also remember this, that bears can smell. Bears may be attracted, but they don't want to obviously dangle down that 4 feet. And what's crazy is, think about this, in California, some of the black bear sows, that's a female bear and her cubs, she's actually taught the cubs to climb up the tree, to climb on that branch where, you know, your food is dangling down 4 feet, and to jump up and down on the branch. And if they can break the branch, now the food and the cubs come tumbling to the ground and they get to share the feast. So once again, animals still, you know, they adapt to, you know, some of the situations. And hey, there's nothing you can do about that if you're out in the middle of nowhere. You still need to make sure that if your food is safe, that means you're safe. So that's what we need to try to do. Now, you can purchase freeze-dried foods. They have less odors to them. And, you know, I'll say this. I'm not a big freeze-dried food guy, but the tastes for many of them are okay. And I'm pretty much a nutrition guy. So, I mean, again, they're good. They're not great as far as I'm concerned. And think about this one. Growing up, our first night when we'd go backpacking, so growing up as kids, we were doing, you know, probably 2 and 3 overnight backpack trips. It's just what we did in, you know, local area. And our first meal, because we knew that broccoli would stay fresh for the day in your pack, we would actually make a meal of broccoli cavatiello, or cavatelli if you're not Italian, and a Parmesan cheese. And that would be our first backpacking meal all the time. Great hot meal to make. But once again, if you're thinking about odors, well, that's going to create, I mean, it's a great, lovely odor to smell if you ever walked into somebody's kitchen, if they're cooking it. But that's why you want to make sure that you're cooking that 100 feet downwind from your area. You know, you don't want it on your tents. So now let's talk about odors. And the odors are this. It's not just food odors, but think about perfumes, colognes, minty toothpaste, and I mentioned that before, deodorants, hairsprays, soaps, all with a fragrance. And you need to make sure that when you go out in the wild, you don't smell like anything. Because if you're going to smell like something, you're going to, number one, if you smell flowery, you know, with your fragrances, you're going to attract insects. And I always joke about this. And by the way, ladies, it is a joke. I always say I want to go hiking with a female because they're the ones who actually wear many of the perfumes and the deodorants and hairsprays and things that have a nice, by the way, smell very nice, but it attracts insects. Well, if bears can smell for up to 5 miles and someone can smell further than that, well, if they can smell that distance, they're going to smell and know that you're there. So, you know, I have seen people now using insect sprays that have a fragrance to them. Well, that sort of defeats the purpose because it's attracting them to you. So I says, I guess it's telling the insects to come here, but don't go on me. And I've seen people, you know, I've led groups of young adults into the wild, you know, guided trips and things. And, you know, they're so afraid of getting ticks and they're spraying their body head to toe with, as they step off a bus into a state park or forest, and they're spraying their bodies head to toe with DEET. By the way, DEET is a cancerous chemical, so you have to be careful spraying that. And as soon as they've sprayed themselves with tick spray, no joke, 5 minutes later, I'd say, oh, what's that on your pants? Oh, that's a tick. Yeah. So you see that even some of these sprays don't even work as well for, again, I'm off the topic a little bit, but hey, if it's our job to be safe out there, it's to be safe from everything. So you need to, you know, take a look at the odors. They do, because I use them all the time. Shampoos without a fragrance, deodorants without a fragrance. So it is important, and soaps for that matter, it is important that you use those, especially when you're going out. You know, you might be going out hiking for the day. Don't want any attractants. You're going out fishing for the day, whatever it is in the outdoors. But I'm talking about being safe at that campsite. So you want to absolutely, you don't want extra odors that are there. Now, here's another tip. Do not sleep in the clothes you cooked in. So we would actually have certain clothes that are, I call them cooking clothes, and I would actually put them up in my bear bag, you know, being hung up there. Because if you sleep in the clothes you cooked in, I call you a burrito. You are now wrapped inside. So you get the little pun there, but you're wrapped inside. So, and I'll give you an example of this. Out doing my grizzly bear research, and again, we're in the middle of nowhere, top of the Rockies, so every bit of gear you have on is in your backpack. So whether it's your, and we have to have, because the weather in Montana, the saying is, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes, it'll change. We would go from, like, in the summertime, 70 degrees day, and in a matter of 10 minutes later, it could be snowing on you and then be back to 70. So you had to have from shorts and a t-shirt up to your winter gear in your pack. So all this. So you'd only have one pair of pants with you because you couldn't bring all that gear with you because literally you're carrying it up and down the Rockies. You know, you got 60 pounds on your pack. And my camo pants that I just sort of live in. One day, lunchtime, I'm eating a sandwich of peanut butter and honey. And while I'm eating my sandwich of peanut butter and honey, some of the honey leaks out on my pants. And I'm like, no. Well, guess what? That night, because I can't bring it in my tent, and it drops down, even in summertime, it drops down to 30 degrees out there. I have my camo pants in my food bag up in over a tree, 10 feet up, 4 feet down, 4 feet out. Well, guess what? You wake up in the morning, it is now very cold. You are outside 30 degrees in your underwear, hoping to quickly get your food bag down to get your pants. So, and I share that story with you so that you can understand that, you know, there's a seriousness to what I'm speaking about. And I do follow all the rules myself because I do want to be safe, whether I'm out there doing research or I'm just, hey, anything at all that will get me in the outdoors is what I am looking, you know, hey, it doesn't matter what it is. I just love the outdoors. Henceforth, the title, Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. And I'm sure you know that this show is brought to you by Tranquility Mountain Backpacks. And have you seen the Joey B Signature Series? Well, log on to TranquilityMountain.com and you could see the Joey B Signature Series. This is where adventures begin. And if any of you have a question or a comment for me, you can tweet me at Joey B News. That's J-O-E-Y-B-E News. So going back to our title about making your campsite site safe, follow all the rules and you'll be safe around the campfire. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. enjoy life's adventures.
Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Joey B's Outdoor Adventure.
That was awesome.